Volcanic energy. Lessons from the life of Shri Srimad Bhakti Dait Madhav Goswami Maharaj. Inspired by the lectures of Shri Srimad Bhakti Vigyan Bharati Goswami Maharaj. Vishu Chaitanya Vani Publications. Introduction. The words of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, the very embodiment of Shri Gauranga Dev's mercy potency, Shri Gaur Karuna Shakti Vigraha, were the very life and soul of my most worshipful Guru Pad Padma, Shri Srimad Bhakti Dait Madhav Goswami Maharaj. Throughout his life, Guru Maharaj deeply imbibed the principles of Srila Prabhupada and perfectly followed his conduct without the slightest deviation. This book is a collection of my personal experiences with Guru Maharaj as well as my personal views on the lessons to be learned from those experiences. Although externally, the precepts of one pure Acharya may appear different from those of another pure Acharya, as may the methods through which they express those precepts in their conduct. They are, in fact, non-different and completely harmonious. Thus, this publication is beneficial not only for the disciples and grand disciples of Guru Maharaj, but for all devotees who sincerely desire to understand and implement in their life the finer points of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, for it provides an account of the exemplary life of a pure Vaishnava Acharya. By reading this publication, sincere devotees will certainly be inspired to eagerly traverse the path leading to pure bhakti. In my advanced age, I am unable to perform any physical service, and my memory is beginning to fade. My only desire is that I be granted the boon that until my last breath, I remain able to speak Harikatha and glorify the eternal associates of Srila Prabhupada and his authentic followers, regardless of institutional considerations. It was on the principle of unity in diversity that I received the guidance, blessings, and support of various powerful Vaishnavas, and thereby came to understand and to a meager extent realize the adhoksha vastu, or that which is beyond the domain of the material senses. The publication you hold in your hands is an abridged version of a more voluminous edition we had hoped to publish by Uthani Kadashi, the appearance day of my beloved master. There is a Sanskrit saying, Shreyam si bahu vignani. For one who performs auspicious work, many obstacles are inevitable. In our life also, we experience endless obstacles at each and every step. Still, because of the mercy and encouragement of Sri Guru and of the soft-hearted devotees, we never become discouraged. In the near future, the publishers and I hope to release the full edition of Volcanic Energy. But whether we succeed in doing so is solely dependent upon Bhagwan's sweet will. Although one may laboriously spend gallons of blood, sweat, and tears to accomplish a task, one's endeavors will never come to fruition without the sanction of the Lord. Apna ichhai jeev koti vancha kare, Krishna ichha haile tar tabe phal dhare. Although the living entity may have many desires, they are fulfilled only if Sri Krishna so desires. Accepting this as truth, we will push forward with our publication services and accept the results as His grace. As the nature of such a publication as this necessitates historical accuracy, the names of individuals and the specific details of significant events have been included to the extent that our memory allows. Whatever has been written in this book has been written purely for the service and glory of my most worshipful Guru Pad Padma, and with the intention to inspire sincere devotees to hear about his flawless conceptions and conduct. Keeping Guru Maharaj's instructions and teachings on my head, I have guided the editors to express sensitive subjects in a manner consistent with the etiquette of Bhagavad Dharma. We intentionally excluded certain subjects and events that may be deemed sensitive for some, if, as a result of our attempt to preserve historical accuracy, someone experiences personal grief from reading any part of this text, I appeal to his or her Vaishnavta and beg forgiveness. The incidences described in this book that took place before I took shelter at Guru Maharaj's lotus feet have been presented as I've heard them, either directly from Guru Maharaj's lotus mouth, from the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, from my godbrothers, or from Guru Maharaj's mother, who made me a recipient of her endless affection and thus conferred profuse blessings upon me. We have presented all narrations exactly as they happened, without exaggeration or embellishment. The content of this publication has been adapted from lectures I have given in various places and presented here in the style known as Bhav Anuvad, which clearly conveys the moods and intended meanings of my spoken words. After transcribing an article, the publishers read that article to me and included any corrections or additional points I gave them. They then edited that adjusted draft and organized its content. As with any anthology of anecdotes, the stories herein are independent accounts that can be read without concern for sequence. The reader can start and stop at any point without loss. I am deeply appreciative of the devotees involved in this publication for their ardent efforts and genuine desire to preserve and share the teachings and exemplary conduct of my most worshipful Guru Pad Padma. In this book, they have, in a manner utterly devoid of speculation, presented the Vani and conduct of Guru Maharaj purely, just as I have heard and witnessed it. In his Shri Gaur Kishore Ashtakam, Shri Srimad Bhakti Deshik Acharya Goswami Maharaj, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, has written, Mudhar Avedyam Parinata Abhigamyam. He is unascertainable by the unsurrendered, but remains fully accessible to the surrendered. The life, teachings, and conduct of a pure Vaishnava cannot be understood by those who lack surrender to a pure Vaishnava. Only surrendered souls can comprehend the true import of his life and activities. Those who read or hear the contents of this publication in a mood of surrender will undoubtedly meet with immense benefit. I am certain that broad-minded persons will develop a profound attachment to the nectarian topics of the divine life, conduct, and teachings of my most worshipful Guru Maharaj. I tightly catch hold and embrace the lotus feet of those who are attracted and those who in the future will be attracted to such a pure Acharya, and I hanker for their mercy and blessings. O readers, because you aspire to become pure, one-pointed devotees of Bhav Grahi Janardhan Shri Krishna. Footnote: he who lovingly accepts the essence of one's offering, I am certain that your reading of this publication will be authentic and that, like him, you will expertly extract its essence. Vaishnav Das Anudas Bhakti Vigyan Bharati Shri Ankut Mahotsav, Monday, 31st October 2016.